Hello.
Yes, this is Lycan. Did you request a callback from customer service?
I did.
Okay.
My question was, I got a message that said that I had actually won an iPad or something like that. Anyway, and then it said good luck at the end of the survey thing. So did I win it or not?
All right, so basically, whenever you put your information in, it should tell you that it is an entry to win it. That's why it says good luck. So basically, it means if you happen to be
The
selected.
first message said that I won one, and then the last message after I gave my credit card information said good luck.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it should tell you that if you read the terms, yeah, it tells you that it's an entry to win it. Then if you happen to be selected, then they'll send you information through your email.
So how much is it then?
I would have to get it pulled up for you. Let me pull up. What's your zip code?
26508.
All right, what's your first and last name?
Amber McFoy, MCFOY.
Right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
3338 Earl L. Core Road. Morgantown, West Virginia, 26508.
Thank you. All
Mm-hmm.
right, so I do have an account pulled up here. I do see here you did sign up for the tablet for $7.95. So it looks like here. All right, so they have that. Okay, so basically, you said it told you that you had already won it when you signed up because this here is based on a trial period, and then they ship it to you. But if you don't cancel, they'll just bill you for it. So that means you will get it. I thought you were referring to something else.
So, is it just a one-time fee of $7.99 or?
I mean, no, I think this one here, it is recurring monthly, the
Okay,
tablet.
I don't want to do that. Can I cancel it? Can you help me with that?
Yes, I can help you out. All right, so basically what I can do is I can extend that trial out for you 16 days, giving you a full 30 days to try the product. Would you like to do that?
I don't think so. I'm kind of made an impulse decision and I shouldn't have.
Tablet. Hold up. Give me one second.
Thank you. I appreciate you helping me.
You are definitely welcome.
So, what region are you in?
Me, I'm in Alabama.
Oh, yeah?
Yes,
Is the
ma'am.
weather warm down there?
Yes, it is. Let's see
I
what
bet
usually
it's
has it.
miserable. I don't like you anymore.
I know. Oh God, it was really hot yesterday. I was like, oh my
Oh,
God.
man. I moved to West Virginia a year ago from Carolina Beach, North Carolina. So we were able to, ride our jet skis in the water all the way up to like December.
What?
Yeah, it was really nice. It was really beautiful. Even in the winter that I didn't own a winter coat, neither did my children. And we moved here and it snowed every day last April. I mean, I'm not lying, every day. It was so miserable. It was so cold. It was like my weather app on my phone, it says like 90 degrees. I was like Fahrenheit or like 101.
Oh
No,
my
mine says
God.
-5. I didn't even know the phone would, I didn't know the weather app did that. It said negative. I was like, how is negative? That's a thing?
I didn't even know that was either -5.
Yeah, that's the thing if it gets cold enough by your house.
Oh God, you're right.
It
I
starts
never saw
snowing
that.
October 15th and it doesn't stop until like May-ish sometimes.
Wow.
It's so depressing. It is
Very,
always wet
very.
and cold and windy.
I don't think I would like that.
You wouldn't. I don't. I hate it. My kids hate it. My
I
husband, we moved here. His
know.
family's from here. He lost his job during COVID. And we had a beautiful life at Carolina Beach. I'm like, whoa, we have fallen so far from grace, y'all.
I know. Maybe y'all get to go back. Everything gets back
I'm
normal
going
again.
back at the end of March. My cousin and I were driving down. We're a blended family, so we're taking my two from my first marriage. And going to see their grandparents and going down to see my friend and my kids' friends, and it's going to be warm and they have a heated pool and it's going to be awesome.
Oh, that's going to be nice. I'm sure they're going to enjoy that.
I'm sure they are too. My son was like, I'm only going if I can go to the skate park. I'm like, you can go to the skate park whenever you want to. He's like, okay.
Yes. I don't blame him. I'd
It's
be
so
trying to
great
stay the
that the
whole
only thing he worries
summer.
about at 10 years old is if he gets to go to the skate park.
Isn't that a good thing to be worried about?
It is. It really is. It lets me know that even though our life is in a shithole right now, he's okay. He's not damaged like I was thinking it would be.
Well, that's a good thing because a lot of kids, they do be really upset about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Right, so let me go back here. Let's see. All right, so we have a couple other options. Would you like to do keep it at a 35% discount in the future?
No, I'm good.
You sure? All right, a 50% discount.
No.
All right, and the last one, a 75% discount.
No.
All right, so give me one second and I'll get this
Okey-dokey.
canceled out since you just signed up. Let's see. Well,
So do you get to work from home or you have to go to like an office?
I was working from home, but now I'm back in the office. So I need to get back.
Well, that sucks. My
You
cousin,
got
she
that
works
right.
for what is it? Some Capital One, I think. And they were in an office, like a huge building off the interstate, and they did away with the building completely, and everybody works from home now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and she makes really good money, and I was just like, wow, dude. And you get to stay home at the house? She goes, well, it's not as easy with Willow running around like a maniac. She likes to bother me when I'm working, and she knows she can't. So Willow is her 4-year-old daughter who has not started kindergarten yet. Well, I'm like, well, I have a
Wow.
problem with that, but I was like, at least the money's worth it. And you don't have to get dressed up to go to work. You could just,
See, that's
wear
what
whatever
I
you want.
like. Yeah, I used to like that. Where I'd have to, the only thing I would do is just get up, wash my face, brush my teeth, and just get on the computer.
Yeah. I miss working. My husband works and I stay home with our blended family of like a bazillion children. We have 8 children, but
Oh,
we're down to
Lord.
5 right now. We have 3 that are married, and well, one's not married, but she's doing her thing, and that's great because she's doing it all by herself. That's awesome. She's super independent. But the other two are making us grandparents this year, so we're super excited about that. But our other ones are in middle school, and we have one adult son that's autistic that lives with us. And so, but
Oh,
I'm just
okay.
so grateful he still lives with us because he's strong and he's tall, and I can't reach the top cabinets in the kitchen. So I
Well,
told him
that's a
he could
good
never leave.
thing. That's a good thing.
It's like, Kyle, as long as I'm short, you're gonna have to stay here. We like to let him think he'll move out one day, but he can never live on his own. So
I was
I
about to
always
say,
tell
oh
him to give
no,
him
yeah.
reasons that he can't leave. He can't leave me here. Don't leave me with the little kids. They'll kill me.
Exactly. You got that right. Tell him, do not do it. Do not leave you.
I remember I would take all the kids out in public when they were little together, and it was like divide and conquer. It was the biggest mess. And then finally, I figured it out. I was like, team meeting right here. Or like, we're all holding hands, or I'll tie you together. And they're like, okay,
I
hang
don't
on to the
blame
buggy.
you. I'm serious. Yeah,
It's
you
a
probably.
process, that's for sure. And then you're like counting heads. Do I have everybody? Did I lose one?
Yeah, I would be like, OMG.
It wasn't easy when I was younger, but now that I'm 40 and I've got them down, I'm like, okay, you two are staying home because y'all don't behave in public, and you two can't go because you don't behave together in public, and you two can't stay here by yourselves because y'all fight with the other two. You're going to grandma's.
Well, that's a good thing.
And grandma's like, I can only take two at a time, and I'm like, I understand, believe me.
Well, I'm sure everybody's almost grown, so it's better now.
It is for the most part, but now I have one that likes to pick, just to pick at people, just to kick. I call it kicking the bear, and she does it at random times. Usually, she likes to start it when I, as soon as I walk out the door. Even though she swears, she promises me she's going to behave. I promise. I'm like, I know it's a lie when it's coming out of her mouth, but I pray that sometimes I really honestly hope that she's not lying to me, that she's gonna behave. And then I get home and I'm like, oh, Kenzie, seriously? I was like, you promised me this time. I wanted to believe you. I really tried to believe you.
I know. They try to fool you.
Yeah, they do. And I still want to believe them sometimes, and it just, it backfires, and I know better.
I'm sure everybody's like that from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Do what?
I said, I'm sure all parents are like that from time to time.
My husband's delusional. He thinks the kids are angels, that they do no wrong. I'm like, you have lost your mind. I'm the enforcer. And he's like, he just can't bring himself to spank them or to punish them. I'm like,
oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. He is just like, I'm like, what happened? Because when the big kids were little, it was all about the belt. I said, now that we got the second round, I said, and they are untouchable. I was like,
that's usually how it is.
I'm like, have you lost your mind? I said, the big ones behave and are good people now because we didn't spare the rod.
You got that right. You better spare.
I
love like
that,
too.
They won't behave because they know there's no more corporal punishment in school and there's no punishment when they come home. My husband gets so mad because I'm like, the rules don't change because daddy's home. He's like, oh. Like, I'm punishing him.
Oh, my Lord.
She is completely wrapped up with the kids. It's so funny. But I'd rather it be that way than the opposite direction.
Yeah, you're right. Some people are a little too tough on their kids.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think because my husband had an abusive father, maybe he's a little more, as he gets older, he's getting like, no.
Oh, yeah, well, that's probably what it is, then. That's probably why he's like that. Yeah, but luckily we went ahead and got you taken care of, so we canceled it out for you.
Thank you
that
so much. I really appreciate
you.
Your help.
You're definitely welcome. Do you want to write down your cancellation number just in case you have to call back in? I mean, you shouldn't, but just in case.
No, I'm good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day and stay safe.
You enjoy your beautiful weather down there.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.